Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching something on Stan and also consuming a Carmen's muesli bar at the same time. Specific, only because I did it yesterday.
Were you also listening to a podcast when you did that?
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast whilst I was doing exactly that. I lost interest in what I was watching, but Jim, as you know, I have to keep watching.
Yeah, so what were you watching?
I was watching Godfather of Harlem.
Sounds boring.
Lawrence Fishburne stars him.
No, I don't think it's Lawrence Fishburne.
Maybe it's not.
You know how...
I told you I wasn't paying attention.
What is it? What's it called?
Godfather of Harlem. I've also just
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know how some people got their last names from like occupations and stuff, like Blah Baker would have been a baker.
Oh, yeah.
What was Lawrence Fishburne like years ago?
Forrest Whitaker.
Ah.
What? Who's?
Forrest Whitaker is the person.
Who's Lawrence Fishburne? But yeah,
Lawrence Fishburne.
We'll come to that question. That's a good question.
Lawrence Fishburne is Matrix. This guy won an Academy Award. You know him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Forrest Whitaker. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so we sorted that out. Back to your question, Grace. So Fishburne, I don't know. Is that a job?
Yeah. Was he like a fish chef and he like had one real bad meal where he burnt the fish and he was just known as that from then on?
People remember that. You always remember that.
It might have been him. Might have been his
ancestors.
Yeah, ancestors, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Smith. It comes from blacksmith.
Blacksmith, yeah.
Yeah.
Guard is French for guard.
Yeah.
Like security guard.
Security guard.
Roy is a French town.
Ooh.
And we're named after that town, a small rural town France.
Must be.
Yeah.
Got our own castle in our town.
I don't know if we have a castle. Castle Roy.
House
Roy.
As fun as this is. on the podcast today, we asked the question, what did you lose? Because Nate's a finder. Because I recently lost my phone and Nate found it. But I want to share a story of when my mate Joel, who you both know, Tall Joel. He was living in Miami, University of Miami, and I went to visit him. Anyway, same thing. He left his phone. It was in a cab, though, not an Uber. Uber wasn't around. So I was ringing it, and eventually the cab driver called back, and he's like, it's my phone now.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
And sounds like it's very sadistic.
Yeah, no, I know. And so then, and then Joel's like, give me the phone. So Joel's like chatting to him off my phone. I'm like, I want my phone. And he goes, nah, mate, sucked in. It's my phone. Like, no, man, it's my phone now. He's like, you left it in my car. I just want to call you and tell you it's my phone. Stop calling this number.
Well, that's polite of him to.
But then, I visited for about 3 months.
Jesus.
So over, it was probably about a month. He kept calling. Still got your phone.
You know what? It reminds me of, you know, in that, what's that Tom Hanks movie, Captain Phillips? I'm the captain now. It's like just continually rubbing it in his face.
It gets better. So then Joel goes
we're going again.
To T-Mobile, which is the carrier over there, like Telstra.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can actually report that your phone's been stolen and they'll give you the same number.
Sure.
So I didn't know that. So I was staying with Joel at the University of Miami. Anyway, so I get a phone call again from Joel's phone. And again, a guy in an accent, he's like, you know what? He's like, I don't need just one phone. I need two phones. I'm coming to get yours.
What? And so he made a threat?
And I'm like, what? He's like, and like he had dropped us off. Well, no, he picked us up from Joel's apartment. So he's like, I'm coming there.
Oh, no,
I know
where you live.
And I'm like, I'm in Joel. I'm freaking out.
Freaking out.
I'm like, what the? Like,
so he's an Uber driver? Cab driver.
Cab driver.
Yeah.
And wow. So I'm freaking out. Anyway, so then like I'm just Joel's apartment, like walking around going, I don't know what to do. And then he's like, on the door, and I'm like, anyway, so then the door, like, it opens. Yeah. And I'm like, the door's locked. How is this opening? Anyway, it's Joel and a few of his mates just pissing themselves laughing. Joel had changed his phone number, got a new phone, and put an accent
on.
He fully stitched you.
Fully stitched me up.
Absolutely stitched you up. Bastard.
To this day, if you ask him, it's the funniest thing he's ever done in his life. You guys have got Jimmy.
Got a nice super.
I was like, yeah. I was so good you got me. I thought it was going to be
yeah, you got me good.
You're funny.
Pay for my psychology bill.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and
Nate. Oh, Thursday already, Jim. Slice it, dice it. Let's just eat it up, shall we? Beautiful. Beautiful.
Just wait. I forgot to do this yesterday.
Just wait. What do you got for us, mate?
Okay, producer Grace on the mic. You both got your phones?
We've got our phones,
no. Okay, get your phone.
Go, Grace. Don't. Oh, I get nervous when she runs in the studio.
I'm here.
You didn't run into anything.
I stepped on the light. That's fine.
That's okay.
So now this is from a couple, not yesterday's show, but the day before. We were talking about something at about this time because Nathan and I went out to dinner with our big boss.
Yeah.
We were going to Bawa.
Beautiful place, Bawa.
Nath kept saying, I'm going to try the bidet.
Yes, and yes.
Now I said, I've been there before, I'd never seen the bidet. Ooh. And then I didn't tell you this, Nath, yesterday on the show because I forgot and I was very hungover, maybe a little drunk still. And I've just sent the team a photo. It's of the bidet controls. Mate, there was a bidet.
There was a bidet there the whole time.
It's only in one bathroom.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there's multiple bathrooms.
Sure. Must be nice.
And it's not a separate bidet. It's
part of the toilet.
Part of the toilet.
This is fun. I really like the little instructory images.
Yeah, let's go through those. first one on there. First of all, great. Whoever sent this through, that's awesome that there is the bidet.
No, I did. I took this photo.
You took it.
You told me there was... You specifically said to me there is no bidet in there.
Yesterday on the show, you asked me at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not 6.
Yeah.
The day before we were chatting about it at 6. So then at 7 I went... It's going to sound really weird to people who haven't been tuning in.
So you lied to the people that were listening at 7 a.m. yesterday?
Yes, correct.
I still don't understand.
So I took this photo. This is in my camera. Right, okay. I used the bidet.
You didn't think to even come back to the table and be like, Nate, there was a bidet.
You were with me. I don't even know who you were. I lost my phone. It was a big day. I started drinking at 10 a.m. This photo was taken at 10:30. Not 10:39 p.m.
It's better than the last photo you sent from Bawa.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
also in the bathroom. Let's not talk about. But yes,
with
mate.
The bidet in the background.
I took this photo. I used the bidet.
Did you use it?
Well, no, I didn't use it, but I clicked the buttons to see it do its thing, but I wasn't sitting.
I don't know.
You
I don't
just
know.
Let the water
I don't know what to believe anymore.
look, it's in my camera. Look, the next photo's us. The one before I can't play loud, but
yeah, don't play that. So you've got the wash feature. What is bid it?
Bidet.
Bidet.
That's how you spell it, mate.
Are you joking? Are you actually joking right
Never
now?
Never seen one.
Are you actually joking right
Never
now?
Never seen
We've had
it.
A six-minute conversation.
What is bidet?
How did you think it was spelt?
Didn't I spell it weird one time? B-I-D-E-A, remember?
Oh, I don't know.
What is bidet? Like ballet.
Oh, nice.
And then you've got stop. This is fun. Intensive.
Yeah, it's the one intensive. I didn't use it. I just clicked the buttons, but it
And then there's a child option too. Dry.
Nothing, look, I mean, yeah.
Nozzle clean.
Bidet. What is bidet option?
Pulse?
Yeah.
FM?
Anyway, so there is. So I can tell you which bathroom it is.
Yeah, I'll have to go back.
If you want to go back.
I probably can't just go in and use it. I'll need to, buy something from Bala, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Buy a drink.
You could just walk in.
I'll just buy a drink, Bill. That went straight through me. But use the bidet. On intensive.
What's bidet?
Bidet.
Hobart, if you want to use a bidet, you can go to Bawa. It's the far bathroom on the right-hand side.
Jim, we had an incident the other night when we got dinner on Tuesday after a few Freddy Froths in the morning. It was that kind of day. And what that incident has done is helped me realise that I have a very special skill. And I've decided that skill is finding things. You found me. Because, as we've spoken about on the show, you lost your phone. You lost your phone for a period of time heading into Bawa.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Hobart. Nathan and I got in the sauce. We got lost in the sauce.
We did.
Went swimming. Sauce swimming.
Yeah. No floaties either.
Yeah. Look, we cracked our first can, Cascade Lager. Lager.
Beautiful. We had some mimosas.
About 10:30 a.m. So it was never going to go well. But then I did. I lost my phone, and Nath found it.
Yeah.
I was fear set in. I didn't know what I'd do without my phone.
Well, that was the thing. Let me run through the procedure I went through to find it. I mean, you left it in an Uber, getting out at Bawa. Straight away, you noticed. Straight away, I've jumped into action, pulled my shirt across underneath it. Had a big F on the front of it.
Yeah, for
find a man. not find a man. Find a man.
Grace is into the chat.
There's an app for you. Find a man.
Did you find a woman?
No, didn't find either. Found a phone, though.
So I'm single and I'm looking.
Yeah. And so how I use my tracking powers to reclaim your phone and give it back to you, Jim, we used Find My Phone. We used that. I asked you to log into your emails.
Forgot my password.
Forgot your password, which is difficult. I eventually got on to the driver, spoke to him, directed him back to Bawa, even though he dropped us there. But anyway, came back to us. I had to sprint up to him. Then had to barter with him because he was demanding some sort of
financial reward.
He wanted a reward, a finder's fee. And I said, yeah, we'll sort that out, grab the phone and ran away.
You find a man, don't help pay a man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's not a pee on my chest, is it? No. So, what I want to do now, 131060, Jim, understood by you, I don't want to waste this skill. I do not want to waste my finding powers, because I am the finder of the show. So jump on the phones right now, 131060. What have you lost? And I'll help you find it. It can be anything.
Because how about, I don't know exactly what happened, but maybe that was the drinks.
Weirdly, neither do I.
I called Uber. I did all the same things. Nothing. No luck. Nath did the same stuff.
Yeah.
Phone comes back.
Found it. So what have you lost? 131060. I'm talking, it's not just phones. My skill isn't just phones. Maybe you lost your favourite hat out one night. You know, maybe you've lost,
Car keys.
Lost your car keys, lost your wallet, whatever it is.
Yeah.
131060, maybe, jump on the phones right now.
How long do your powers work for, mate? Like, how far back can we go?
I can go back. I reckon if you've lost something within the last 10 years.
10 years?
Within the last 10 years, I'll be able to just talk to you and I'll locate it for you.
Series of questions.
Series of questions, and it's like I get this feeling.
Yeah, you go.
I get this feeling and I go,
have you checked blah?
Yeah.
And they go, no.
Like, kind of like, I don't know if you ever watched That's So Raven, but it was like one of those things where I go, like that.
I'm sure if I've watched that show,
Grace, you get me. You've seen That So
Raven.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah,
real good.
Yeah,
great.
That's what it is. You've got time to, just before you call, Google That's So Raven, see what she does, and that's me. Jim, we just asked the question, 131060, what did you lose? Because I am the show's finder. You found me. Yeah, it's a special skill. I've only just realised that I've got after I found your phone on Tuesday after a few Freddy Frofts.
Yeah.
I managed to locate it and return it to you.
Yeah, look, and well done, mate. Round of applause for yourself.
No, thanks so much, mate. Hey, you know what? I don't need a round of applause. It's my job. Yeah, it's my. But I will give myself one. But this is the only one.
Is it? Is it a job or is it a passion? Is radio your job and finding things is a passion?
Well, that's the thing. Superman, it's not his job to save the world.
No, you're right.
In fact, he's a photographer.
His job as a photographer?
Yeah.
He would have got a great shot of the blood moon last night.
It's not my job. It's my duty.
It is.
As finder man.
When you have powers, with great powers comes great responsibility.
Absolutely.
And your responsibility is to Hobart to help them find
it. It's to find the stuff. And I'm just going to put that on display right now as we talk to Lucy from Colton. Hey, Lucy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Going all right, Luce. Have you lost something?
I sure have.
What's that, Luce?
I have lost the key fob to my car key.
Classic key fob. Classic key, a classic thing to lose. Lucy, have you got a time frame? When did you lose it?
Probably about 3-4 weeks ago now.
Okay, so a bit of time. A bit of time has passed.
Do you have another one, Lucy?
I have, luckily, but I'm worried I will lose that one as well.
Yeah. Right, okay. So is this a regular thing that you lose?
Yes, because I tend to take it off the key and not put it back on.
Why do... I'm just trying to get a feel for Lucy.
No,
just beforehand.
I don't know. I'm not the find. I'm the loser. No. I got a big L on my chest.
Your words. Lucy, why do you take it off the keys?
Just because it's smaller and easier to carry around rather than having it on the wallet.
Right, okay. All right. Now, I'm not here to give advice on not losing things in the future because that would put me out of a passion, out of a duty. So you keep doing what you're doing. But, Lucy, can you just walk me through very quickly your normal day's activities?
Either work or looking after my daughter during the day. So, I mean, I don't tend to go out a lot.
Okay.
You know, only roughly when I'm going to work.
Sure. Okay. Where have you already looked for the key fob, if anywhere?
Everywhere. I've checked the couch. I've checked under the bed. I've checked drawers.
Mm. Well, you haven't looked everywhere because you would have found it, which is why you've obviously called up the show. It's why you've called the show, isn't it, Liz?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Don't have a go at Lucy. You know what I mean? You're the one. I know you have the powers, but the rest of us, like me and Lucy, we're losers. You know what I mean? We're losing
things. No, that's the thing. Yeah. I don't need to remind you that you're losers.
Yeah, don't need to be like, oh, you haven't looked everywhere. Well, we get that, mate, because we haven't found it.
Lucy, are you at home right now?
No, I'm just rocked up to work.
Okay. Well, I've just changed my mind. So, where are you right now?
In Kingston.
Are you sitting in your car?
Yes.
Okay. You're obviously in the driver's seat of the car, pulled over, parked?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What I need you to do is lean over to the passenger side.
Yep.
Open the glove box.
Open the glove box. Yep. I have two glove boxes, so am I opening both?
No. You open the one on the left.
They're both on the left. On the left?
The lefter one. Open that.
Pulling everything out.
No. Don't take anything out.
No?
No. Close it now. Now look under that seat.
Oh, under the seat. Hang on. Can I get out and have a look?
You can do whatever you need to do, mate. Okay.
Give me a sec.
Yeah. So we've got plenty of time. Again, if you're just tuning in, find a man. It's just using you in the middle of you listening to me.
Find her key.
Her key fob.
Key fob.
Key fob. Okay, now I want you to look under the car seat.
Me?
Okay. And under that car seat, you will find the key fob.
No, I cannot.
Well, you're obviously not looking under the right car seat.
Look the wrong glove box.
Okay, Lucy, I need you to walk around to the other side of the car. Back to the driver's side.
Hey, Lucy, Dave's just trying to help.
Lucy, I don't want to hear complaints, mate, because I'm the finder, all right? Back into the driver's seat.
Yep.
Quickly, if you could. Oh, you bet you're there?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to look down to the right. There's a cup holder on the right.
Yep.
It's in there.
No, it's not.
Something really exciting we've been doing on the show the last couple of days is chatting about burgers.
Yeah, we love burgers.
It started with things that we didn't like on burgers. Mm-hmm. Then it was things that we did that you need on a burger.
Yeah, it's Hobart investing in that
it's
too.
It's not a burger without
meat.
Well, I mean, that's your words.
You asked.
No, you're right. I did. Ask a question, get an answer.
Absolutely, mate.
That's what my dad always said. But, mate, this is very exciting because we've been a lot of things on this show.
Yeah.
But right now, we're the Burger Boys.
We're the Burger Boys. We're here to make some noise. It's Jimmy and Nate. Whose will taste great?
That's a sauce bottle, by the way. That's what that was. That was sauce squeezing out.
First time hearing that. We might get another one, mate. Matty's a bit flat there, isn't he?
Yeah.
They're the Burger Boys.
It's because it's our job to then throw some life into that. Okay. You know what I mean?
So he starts low and you and I go.
It's all up.
It's all up from there.
You know?
Just like a burger. Yeah. Starts with the bun.
Oh, and it builds up, Jim. That's good.
I'm good.
Very good.
I feel like I'm on today.
You don't build an upside down burger, do you?
No, you certainly don't, mate. Mm. And this is very exciting because thanks to our friends at Burger Got Soul, Tassie's original gourmet burgers, established in 2005, Launceston and Sandy Bay. We're going to be making our own burgers, Hobart.
Yeah, I love this.
So what Nathan and I are going to do, Nathan, we have 24 hours.
Okay.
So this time tomorrow on the show, we have to announce our burgers.
Okay. So we have to eat as many burgers as we can in 24 hours.
Yep.
Done.
That's just something you and I do on outside of the show.
That's got nothing to do with this.
I just think that's going to be a bit of fun. No. So we have, Nathan and I have 24 hours, Hobart, to come up with our own burgers. Mm-hmm. So we've got to come up with what's going to be in them.
Yep.
What kind of chips they come with.
Sure.
And a fun name.
A name. Okay.
We're going to name the burger. Cool. Because what's going to happen then, Hobart, next week, you're going to be able to vote on these burgers, the Jimmy Burger or the Nath Burger, whatever they're called. And then whoever wins, it's going to be stocked in Burger Got Soul for a limited time. You'll be able to go in, it'll be on the menu.
And you can buy that burger.
You can buy
the burger we create on this very show.
Potentially one of us will be able to walk in and go, I'll just get my burger, thanks.
I've goosebumps.
And I've been told it's free for... No.
It better be.
My name's on it.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, this is
if
very...
If Leonardo da Vinci was to walk into the Louvre, he could just take the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, he made it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think he's dead, though.
Yeah, but if he came back, he could just walk in and take that.
I'm here for my thing.
It's mine.
24 hours, Nath. Tomorrow on the show, you and I have to announce our burgers.
Yeah.
What's going to be on them, the name of them. And then, as I said, next week, Hobart will vote. So this is, very, very exciting. Any ideas you think what might be in there?
Well, I mean, I've made it pretty obvious on this show the things that I'm passionate about when it comes to burger. Meat. Maybe that's a potential burger name. Meat.
Or kill the music.
Yeah.
Meat-tastic.
Oh, I love that.
Do you?
Meat-tastic. One of the great names.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah. It could be called Meat-tastic with the slogan being meat. Chicken meat is all you need. Just meat. Oh, there's local, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love that.
The old chicken. Maybe that's what mine would be, a chicken burger.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
good.
Chicken feed.
Oh,
chicken feed is all you need.
Jim. Jim, bit of a gear change here. Horrible news, actually. It's with an extremely heavy heart and deep, deep sadness that I have to speak about this right now, unfortunately. Something that you and I, producer Grace, Shawnee B, our mornings announcer, and my partner Meg, we've spoken about at length off the show because last week the show, the city, the world lost one of the greatest human beings, I would argue, ever to grace the earth. Would you agree?
100%, yeah.
Her name's Simone Free. We've had a lot to do with on this show. Simone, if you do know Simone, she's a mother to Brady, wife to Brett, also phenomenal people and very, very generous people, two awesome human beings. Simone suffered from cystic fibrosis, which is a condition very close to this show, of course, with my partner Meg suffering from cystic fibrosis. But not only that, she also suffered through and bravely and fiercely fought two bouts of severe breast cancer, which unfortunately last week, devastatingly to the people of Hobart, the people of Tasmania, she lost her battle too, unfortunately. And, I mean, words cannot describe. We do not have enough time on this show. We will never have enough time on this show to just describe this woman and what she meant to us, what she meant to her family, to the people who knew her, and not just to people with cystic fibrosis or struggling with serious terminal illness. She was an inspiration. She was a warrior, and she never, ever, not once, put herself in front of other people. It was always looking outwards, giving outwards, and doing stuff for other people. She always was.
If I can share a story, and I told you and Grace was it yesterday, we were chatting about it, but I think it was the week before we went away on holidays. Yeah, we had last week off, and Simone tragically passed away, and I was talking on the show just about mental health, and I've talked about it plenty of times. One of the first people to message me was Simone. And she sent this lovely message, you know, saying, keep your chin up. You're like, she just went out of her way to make me feel good. She's going through these battles. And then I was still messaging her on Instagram, not knowing what was going on. She sent a funny meme to me, just going, hope you're good, Jim, you know, enjoying your time off. And it was only 24 hours later, I got a text message from you saying she had tragically, and I'm asking her, I'm like, how are you going?
Yeah.
And everything's all good.
Yeah, always, always positive despite going through some of the toughest shit any human being can go through.
It was, she's like, oh, there's this new treatment in Adelaide. I'm going to try and get over there. I'm really hopeful for it. Again, and so I'm just, you know, reading this going, oh, well, you know, we're pulling for you. We're here if you need anything. And then, it was like, 48 hours, I think, after the last message I sent her, you messaged me to say she'd passed away. And that's the type of person she was. She continually put others above herself.
Yeah.
We did that exercise class for cystic fibrosis.
We did the HIIT class raising money for CF Tasmania. She donated $5,000 to her own cause.
And I think on the morning of, she was having treatment.
She came straight from hospital. She literally took the plugs out of her body.
Brett
to come
was
down
like,
there.
Oh, she, I think he messaged us the night before saying, I don't think Simone can get down.
Yeah.
And again, we saw her that morning and I didn't expect to see her. And she went, it's not about me. And I was like, oh.
And that's the thing. She never made it. She had a collapsed lung. Yeah, producer Grace, she had a collapsed lung. And she literally took the tubes out of her body and came down to the HIIT class in Glenorchy just to be there.
Constantly, and this is what, I mean, you said, Nath, we don't have enough time on the show.
We don't.
And there are no words. I mean, I know that's thrown around a lot when people do pass away and you go, oh, there's no words. I honestly feel like that with Simone. Again, she's battling all these things and constantly putting other people above herself and an inspiration. Honestly, the way that Simone lived her life, it makes me want to be a better person and be there for others as much as I can.
Absolutely. And one last thing I did want to do, obviously, before we climb the mountain,
No, you're right, mate. Take your time. So, again, for those that may be just joining us, a friend of ours passed away. And again, we met her through her battles with cystic fibrosis, and then she went on to battle two bouts of breast cancer. And again, she became close with us because Nate's partner Meg does suffer cystic fibrosis. So I know you're struggling right now, mate, but it's okay. Take your time. So I know you want to... You're right.
There was something I just wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
She left a message for Meg before we climbed the mountain.
I can say it. So before Nath and Meg climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, Simone did send a message to them. And Nath, I believe you want to play that message right now.
Hey, Meg, it's Simone. Just wanted to wish you and Nath the best of luck what you're doing is actually inspiring, and obviously being a CS sufferer as well, I find it personally amazing what you're doing. I absolutely hope that you reach your goals, and I can't wait to hear about it when you guys get back. Good luck.
That was someone's message to Meg before they climbed the mountain. Hobart Nath at the moment is big fellas, and rightfully so, mate. I know this hits home, especially because, you know, Simone battling cystic fibrosis, and I know you and Meg, Meg's battling cystic fibrosis, so I know this hits harder than a lot of, you know, other things in your life. And again, you know, Hobart Nath's not speaking right now because, yeah, the big fellas hurt. It hits home, and again, I just want to say, you know, Brett, Brady, we're here. If you need anything, you're amazing people. Always reach out. We will do anything we can for you. Simone was an amazing human being, and the world is a little bit duller without her in it.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Simone. And, of course, you can always help her. Final wish was, if you can, raise awareness. If not, raise money for Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania. Always accepting donations. They're a small little organisation here, but they do an amazing thing. They have a huge heart, much like Simone did. Rest in peace, Simone. Jimmy's a multi-award-winning comedian. He's toured all over Australia and the UK. You may have seen him at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And he's performing in Hobart this Friday night. Please welcome, live in the studio, Mr. Josh Glantz. Joshy.
Hello, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, first of all, let's talk about the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Good to have comedy back on for someone like yourself.
It was incredible. I was actually living in London. And I spent the good part of 2020 like locked down in a small flat in London thinking, what am I doing with my life? And as soon as I found out that the Melbourne Comedy Festival was going ahead, I made attempts to come back because I just hadn't performed for so long.
Yeah.
And I got back at the very end of January.
Yeah.
And the Comedy Festival had kind of, the registrations had just kind of closed, and I snuck in there, and it was amazing. It was just such an incredible feeling.
As a comic in lockdown, does it give you more opportunity and time to write, or are you just like, screw this, I don't even want to write, I'm never doing comedy again?
Some comedians pivoted and, you know, moved to online. I did not. I just, you know, just ate Domino's pizza pretty much every day in my underwear. You know, thinking this is not a very creatively stimulating
this
experience.
Is me now.
This is my life now.
I'm not a comedian, I'm a couch pizza eater.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is not a bad thing to be.
No. I mean, yeah, shout out to Domino's, which got me through it. Yeah.
Already trying to get Sponk on. Things are going bad.
Yeah. Swipe up for 10% off your new meat lovers.
Josh, let's talk about the show. I mean, it's called Josh Glantz in a one-piece crotch-cut short-sleeve polo.
Yes.
A very literal title for the show, I believe.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, that one-piece crotch-cut short-sleeve polo, the image for the show was a purchase during lockdown in one of my darkest moments.
Right, okay.
And I basically wore it for 126 days straight, which was, you know, 25 days more than London's lockdown.
I just had to go out in it. I mean, I bought it.
Yeah, it became part of me. Yeah. It was, they, you know, I walked down the street and there's the one piece guy.
Jacket over the top, because London can be quite cold, or just that in, you're braving the temperature?
Well, you know, jacket over the top initially, but once you worked up a bit of a sweat, the jacket came off.
Boots?
And that's the beauty of the one piece. Yeah, boots for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking around East London barefoot.
Josh, I think one of the things I like about your comedy, it's not just you up there telling jokes. Sketch comedy is essentially your area of expertise. Can you let us know, for people who don't know your style, what can people expect from your show?
It's one of the most common things in kind of reviews and from audience expectations is that you don't really know what's going to happen next, which I love when I see comedy. I love creating comedy that's very surprising. So there's lots of music. There's lots of singing. I do characters, you know. One moment I'm kind of dancing, and then the next moment I'm, you know, doing a weird character speaking gibberish. I mean, it's quite accessible. Don't worry.
No, it sounds like this radio show.
Yeah, if you add ads, then it's this radio show. Music, doing accents.
It's funny to say that because I do intersperse infomercials throughout the show. So
it's your radio show.
It's your radio show.
Okay.
That's it.
No, yeah. Literally, it is, because now he's in the radio show.
100%, so. Absolutely.
But you, so Friday night, but you're also, tonight as well?
Yeah, there's a variety cabaret show tonight called The Shit Show, which is at the same venue, the Grand Pooper.
Yep.
And I'm doing kind of a little bit of stuff in that. There's some great acts on as well. I'm just going to be, I'm mucking around.
Yeah. Well, because it's also, I mean, The Shit Show at the Grand Pooh, hosted by a friend of ours, Miss Poppins. Miss Poppins, who we have on the show many times as well. She's fantastic.
Still not allowed to say first name, but Miss Poppins.
No,
you
we
can Google
can't.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We can say Shit Show, but we can't say Miss Poppins' first
our
name.
Boss said we can't.
Interesting.
Say those two words together.
Feline Poppins.
Yeah.
Why didn't we? What?
How long has he been in the studio for, producer? To Grace, and he's just giving us that.
That's it. I'm good.
Go
see
him,
Homer. He is good.
Go and see. You can go and get your tickets to go and watch Josh Glance in a one-piece crotch cut, a short-sleeve polo. But you know what? This is exciting. We've got a double pass to give away right now. Did you know that, Josh? We're stealing one of your...
I did know that, and I encourage people to take it up.
All right. Well, if you want,
yeah. Josh is going to find you at the show and be like, "That was free."
That's it. It is very on brand for me to stop the show and do something like that. Who's got the giveaways? Come up.
He's also a philanthropist, Josh, which is great. You're doing stuff for the people. All right. If you want this double pass at 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. We are giving it away. But otherwise, if you don't win the tickets from us, you can still go and buy them. Otherwise, win them from us right now. 13 10 60. Josh Glance, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having me. And yeah, Hobart, come down Friday night and check out something weird and wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And also go and see Josh. It's going to be... Yeah, we're Jimmy and A. Thanks for joining us, guys. And we're done.
Yeah, that's it. Wrapping up another success. I think, like, another successful show. I mean, Grace is just taking Josh Glance out.
Because what we started doing is the rating after the show.
I mean, Grace isn't here, though, but it's a new thing we do. We rate the show. So we're back tomorrow, Friday. But let's see you and I rate. You got a piece of paper?
Yeah, right. I'll get it. All right. So out of 10, yesterday.
So you've got to rate it out of 10, and then you have to say why you've given it that rating.
Yeah, okay. It's tomorrow, Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So remember, call of the week tomorrow, another chance to win $1,000.
Big show on tomorrow.
Huge stuff
Big
going show on tomorrow. So stick around for that.
We might have Mitch McPherson on. We might not.
Of course.
We'll have him on Monday if we don't have him on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Grace, for doing the rating of the show.
Doing the rating thing.
Oh, rating. Oh, no, I don't.
I love how we did it once and now we've already forgotten.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Well, you didn't. I did. Producer Grace clearly did.
All right, write down your numbers again.
All right, so we'll out of 10.
Out of 10, we go through the team and you have to explain why you're giving that rating. You just can't rate it out of 10.
All right.
I have given it an 8 out of 10.
Ooh.
The reason I've gone an 8 out of 10, I've also compared it to yesterday's show. You know, recency biased. So in comparison, I think this show is around a 6 or a 7, but comparing to yesterday, I reckon I'm going to give it up to an 8. Had some good guests. Alpha Bucks nearly went off as well. So I think a solid 8 out of 10.
Not only did you steal my score, but you stole my reasoning. I've also given it an 8 out of 10 for the exact same reason, because yesterday was so average. Again, the recency score, just by
recency
comparison,
biased,
today was so much better.
Alpha Box nearly went off. And again, you lovely tribute as well to Simone. So.
Simone as well, of course. We'd lost someone very near and dear.
10 out of 10 for that, mate.
Thank you very much. Everything else just brought the show down.
Now, I look like a complete meanie. I've given it a 7.
And finally, we see what she's really like.
Hobart, I want you to know this, because we chat to a lot of people on the street, right? And one thing we get, there's a couple of things. We used to get, I can't believe you guys live together. And Nathan and I don't live together, so we don't get that anymore. What we get is, you guys are so mean to Grace. She's such a lovely person.
It's true.
She's not. behind the scenes, bit of work.
No, look, behind the scenes, I do...
Crack the whip.
Yeah, a little bit. But only in response. We go back and forth. We're on an equal playing field.
Oh, it's a to-and-fro, you reckon?
Yeah, it's to-and-fro.
So,
you know.
What I'm really excited for, because this is it. This is how we finish the show each day from now, and there's a score. You're going to see Hobart Grace.
Well, because she's also the executive producer of the show. So, I mean, when she gives the score only a 7 out of 10.
How does it make us feel?
She put the content on the show.
I know.
You know what I mean?
She makes the choices.
So, yeah, that's true, actually.
So 7 out of 10, Grace.
It's a team score. I'm rating myself in that. I'm not just saying, Jimmy and Nath, you're a 7, Grace is 9.
You just said it then, didn't you?
No, it's just...
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.